T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15, I was walking Betsy the boxer yesterday after Sean Payton's press conference. It was a beautiful sunset as the cold, dark clouds that had covered the city for so long began to break up, and I guess you could have found a metaphor there somewhere. Highs today of 54, sunshine is back. 58 tomorrow, 49, windy and colder Friday. Cold and sunny Saturday with highs of 49, 59 on Sunday, and then by next Tuesday we should be near 70. Right now, if you look at the temperatures in the area, there is no rain anywhere. Well, at least in our area. I'm sure somewhere in the world it's raining. 43 degrees in Metairie, 43 in Kenner. Down in Thibodeau, where we find Mike Dettelier, it's 40. And here in Belchase, it's 43. Morning, Mike Dettelier. How are you?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I had a rough night last night. It's kind of like I'm going through the stages of grief. I didn't think this was going to happen. I don't think you did either. You said it might, but not this season, at least. Tell me what your thoughts are, your initial reaction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's not a shocking development, put it to you that way. You knew eventually it was going to happen. We talked about it. You know, Sean sort of has talked about this before. I'm not a lifer. And you knew this day was going to come, and sooner than later. With him here in New Orleans. And, you know, my look at it is, hey, listen, I heard this years ago from someone. They pointed it out to me, and I'll repeat it, that if you've left a job better than what you took it, you have done your work. He's did that with the Saints. You think, look at this franchise when he took it over. It was flat on its back. Flatlined, and you know, a lot of circumstances involved, and certainly the Katrina situation, him trying to rebuild the team, and I've always felt that 2016 was the best coaching job he ever did, better than any other year. You think about 29 new starters on the team, a new coaching staff. You didn't know about how long it would take for Drew Brees and that shoulder to come back around after major surgery. And that team got to the NFC Championship game. You were one game away from Super Bowl Sunday. And that's amazing. And I think what he did was able to bring this city and this region hope every year that they were going to be a playoff contender, and, you know, thoughts that you had a shot to maybe make a Super Bowl run. Come on, you can't say that about any other coach that this team has ever had, with the exception of Jim Mora. And they had some good teams, but Jim never won a playoff game in New Orleans.
Well, if the 49ers had Joe Montana, which didn't help.
Well, I mean, if you look around this league and see that the Packers had Aaron Rodgers, you know, so I get what you're saying. Every year is a challenging one, but you also have to look at the fact, how many of those teams could have really advanced? They were really good defensive teams. But, you know, on the offensive side, the football, They had some challenges, especially at the other than Eric Martin, you weren't going to really scare anybody. Dalton and Reuben Mays and Ironhead, they could run the football well. But I think Sean was able to do it with some flair, with some innovation we hadn't seen before, and bravado, and the fact that him and Breeze got along so well. They were interlocked in the chain. And I wondered a little bit about that when they first signed Drew, because I'd known no reputation with Sean, and certainly with Drew, they were both strong-willed guys. And sometimes, Tommy, that doesn't work. And yet, it worked to perfection. And to think within a year, you don't have either one of them. And so it's a new day, dawning. And, whoever takes over, he got some pretty big moccasins to fill. But you knew it was sooner than later that this was going to happen. And now you got to make the right choice. Not the easy choice, the right one.
We'll pick it up here. We'll come back 6:20 now at WWR. We're talking to Mike Dettelier, 504-260-187. If you have any questions or comments, we will open the phone lines up at 7 o'clock and get your take on Sean Payton leaving and what happens from here, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, we pause for a look at traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Sean Payton yesterday. One thing he did say, and I went back and listened to it, and then I transcribed it as we talked to Mike Dettelier here, WWL. It is Wednesday morning, January 26th, less than 24 hours after Sean Payton announced his retirement from the Saints. And this is a verbatim quote. "I still have a vision for doing things in football, and I'll be honest with you, that might be coaching again at some point. I don't think it's this year, maybe in the future, but that's not where my heart is right now." Now, again, Mike Dettelier, after the weekend I had of predicting NFL football and saying that Sean Payton wasn't going to leave, I was afraid to predict the sun would come up today. And I'm not trying to read things into words that are not there, but it would seem to me that, and again, I could be making stuff up in my head, that if he was absolutely positively not coming back this year, he would say it's definitely, absolutely not going to be this year. But he didn't say that. He said, "I don't think it's this year." What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I didn't read that into that, because then he goes on to say about, "Well, I really wasn't contacted about a television job." Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have to contact you. They can contact your agent, your lawyer, exactly, everybody else. And then he added, "I'd be real good at it. I think I'd be real good at it." So I think he's trying to tell you without telling you that's the next stop, that television is the next stop for him. And those feelers have already been put out there for him. You sort of read into that's going to be his next venture, and to see how well he likes that part of the game.
I heard that too, Mike, but I just got to go back one second, and I don't want to eat up a lot of time here, but why wouldn't you say, instead of saying, "I don't think it's going to be this year," which may have just been a candid statement in the way he phrased it, but he did have a lot of pages and notes. It seems like in this instance, if I were him, I would have ruled it out completely. I would have said, "Look, you're not going to see me coaching anywhere. I just need to get away. You don't think there's anything there at all?"
Well, do I think he'll coach again someday? Yes. Do I think it'll be 2022? No. I think, because if that was the case, he would still be here. So I didn't read that into it, but I did catch the television point. And then the other thing was about candidates for his, former job. And he mentioned one name, and that was Dennis Allen. Okay, you don't have to be Columbus here looking for America. He's kind of telling you that too, that he thinks it's, Dennis is going to be the guy to take his place. So I didn't read a lot into that. And sometimes you're trying to talk when it's retirement from here and saying certain things, and you can get caught up with words. You can get caught up with it. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be coaching here again. I don't think that's going to happen at all, and I guess we'll have to see what happens. In terms of nuts and bolts, if he were to coach somewhere else, the Saints would dictate what they wanted in terms of compensation, or the NFL would do that?
You better believe it. Okay, he's under contract until the end of the 2024 season. So you're going to get compensation for him if he would decide, let's say in 2023 or in 2024, he wants to coach again. And this gives you an opportunity to kind of handpick where you want to go. He had carte blanche here. And you can go other places. You might be the head coach, but you ain't got a lot of power. Some of them involve the owner having ultimate power on what goes on.
Jerry Jones.
Yep.
And the late, who's a guy you saw in Denver? I remember in the Superdome watching him in the huddle with the team before the game, breaking the huddle. He died of cancer. I forgot
Pat
his name.
Pat Bowlen.
Yeah. In the huddle.
Pat Bowlen
in the huddle.
With the Broncos, yeah.
During warm-ups, in the huddle, breaking the huddle and clapping hands. All right, that was the worst I've ever seen. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, January 26th. Less than 24 hours after we found out Sean Payton was retiring. Sunshine returns today, highs of 54. Mike Dettillier, our guest, hell, you know who he is. Mike, somebody texted in. I think there's a good question. Could you please ask Mike his top three candidates for the jobs with pros and cons on each?
Well, I think if you Dennis Allen is the prohibitive and a strong favorite. Dennis has been here with this football team as the coordinator. I think 2017 came in. Defense has really been a strong point of this team, which you couldn't see that in the past, certainly. I think he would be the number one guy. He knows this organization, knows how it works top to bottom, understands that chain of command. Has a good grasp of, you've already got a really good defense, and some experience as a head coach, not as a successful one, but as a head coach with the Oakland Raiders. The negative is, it's like with any other position, of how you grasp being the head coach. That's a big difference between being a coordinator and a head coach. You're in charge of a much bigger room now. And being able to delegate authority and his thoughts on what the quarterback position is going to look like. That's unknown for him and for anybody else at that spot. So he's definitely in the one spot. Number two would be Aaron Glenn. Aaron's with the Lions today, defensive coordinator. He was with this Saints team as the secondary coach for a long time. Longtime NFL player. Man, you talk to players and coaches in this league or around the Saints, and that was nothing but praise for Aaron, that he's eventually going to get his shot to be a head coach. And again, similar to Dennis, in that he knows this organization very well. He understands kind of the chain of command of how it's done, and he's got a good grasp for the talent that's on this team today. Negative is he's never been a head coach. You don't know his philosophy on where he wants to go with the most important position, and that's at the quarterback spot. And so anytime again, it's an elevation, how he handles the big room and being the guy. And we heard it from numerous people yesterday about, Sean sort of changed throughout the times, and I thought that was a big part of longevity, you being able to adjust to the changing of the times of people and handling people. They got some people that are so hard-headed, they're going to continue to do things the same way, even though it doesn't work anymore, just to say, I'm doing it my way. And Sean was able to adapt to the times very, very well. So I think it's those two guys. I'm sure they'll bring in other people for the job, if it's Eric Bieniemy, who is the offensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, someone who's never had head coaching experience, but certainly has been interviewed a number of different times for the job, and possibly even Doug Peterson, a former NFL coach with the Philadelphia Eagles, went to college in Louisiana, actually coached high school football. That's how I got to know him. He was a high school coach in the state of Louisiana, didn't coach last year. Come again?
Doug Peterson, I had no idea.
Yeah, he's from Washington, but he came here and was a college quarterback here and actually coached in high school football, and then got hired by Andy Reid when Andy was in Philadelphia. So, yeah, he's got some ties to Louisiana, especially to North Louisiana. And so, you know, I would think those are the three or four that you're looking at. But the top two, and I don't think there's even any question, is Dennis Allen in the number one spot. And when Sean couldn't coach due to COVID, it was Dennis that took over in that Tampa Bay game. And in the two spot, certainly, would be Aaron Glenn.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you this, brah. When it comes to defensive-minded head coaches or offensive-minded head coaches in the state of the NFL today, is there an advantage with Dennis Allen or an Aaron Glenn who are defensive guys, or an Eric Bieniemy or a Doug Peterson? Doug Peterson's an offensive guy, right?
Yeah, former quarterback. Yeah,
offensive, not defensive, but big difference between offensive and offensive, but you understand what I'm saying. We'll talk about the pros and cons of that. 650, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 655, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Mike Dettillier about the departure of Sean Payton. Mike's already given us his top four candidates. He thinks that the inside track definitely is Dennis Allen, then Aaron Glenn. Then he mentioned Eric Bieniemy and Doug Peterson. The two former are defensive coordinators, two latter offensive coordinators. Mike, real quick, I'm going to ask you this. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but somebody texted in repeatedly about Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts?
Been staying at Ole Miss. He just signed an extension there. So, you know, Lane's not jumping from Ole Miss to the Saints at this point. Like I said, he just signed a new extension with the Ole Miss Rebels.
Of course, when he was younger. Anyway, so let's talk about.
I think eventually Lane will be an NFL coach again. He was, for a short stint with the Raiders, but looks like everybody has a short stint there, one way or another.
All right, let's talk about offensive versus defensive-minded head coaches. Advantage either way.
Well, the heavy trend has been toward offensive coaches just because that's where the game's going. It's a pitch-and-catch game today, and so you want to try to find that coach that can get you that big-time quarterback and then, you know, turn on the kind of sandblaster and knock out some of the kinks in his game and get him to play at another level. So that's a heavy trend. There are defensive-oriented coaches in the NFL today. Belichick is. Sure. Mike Vrabel's won with the Titans, and he's a defensive-oriented coach. Pete Carroll has won.
But wait, let me jump in for 1 second. Mike, let me jump in real quick because I think Mike Vrabel is an excellent example. Look at that game. You had 9 sacks of Joe Burrow, but yet you had 3 interceptions by your quarterback. So in this day and age, is that game kind of like a story of where the NFL is, where you got to be good on better on the offensive side? The old thing of defense winning championships is not the adage anymore.
Well, my thing about it is with the Titans is you give me Joe Burrow and they win that game pretty good.
Right.
And then that's a big reason why Sean Payton's not here. He doesn't have the quarterback, and he's not on the roster. You can say it 1,000 times, but people still want to debate you with it, that you better get one. And if not, you're not winning it all. You know, that you got to have it all to win it all. And that's the difference with the Titans. They don't have a guy that can turn the engine over on the car every week.
I didn't want to get into a discussion of the Titans. I'm just saying in general, though, in terms of offensive-minded as opposed to defensive-minded, you got a defensive-minded head coach, but you don't have offensive firepower. Is it more important now in the league to have the offensive firepower, and would that lend itself to bringing in an offensive coordinator. But if you look at the situation the Saints are in, salary caps, et cetera, and a quarterback situation, which is Sean Payton's making, what's the next step?
Yeah, I just want to hire the best guy. That would always be my philosophy. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I would rather him being on offense, but if it's a defensive-minded guy, I would go that direction also. And it's the same way in college football, and yet, you know, look at Kirby Smart's a defensive-oriented coach. Nick Saban's a defensive-oriented coach. So the trend is heavy, Tommy, toward offense. No question. Mm-hmm. No question. But you got a lot more misses on that side than on defense because the numbers are there. That's not working either. The Bears thought they had their guy in Nagy, you know, who was an offensive-minded coach with Kansas City under Andy Reid, and his offenses have been offensive.
On that note, thank you, Mike. One good thing is you and I have spent a lot of time together because we got a lot to talk about as the story unfolds and the search, coaching search and salary caps and this and that and the other thing, all that stuff. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Have a good day. His offense was offensive. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We'll take your phone calls. Open lines, 504-260-1870. Sean.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.